This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Brussels remains on partial lockdown today. Subways closed, major events canceled, as authorities continue searching for what they believe is a terrorist cell that might have planned an attack. Belgian police are still looking for a key suspect in the Paris carnage of 10 days ago. In West Africa on Friday, at least 22 people were killed in an attack and hostage-taking at a Radisson Hotel in the capital of Mali, Bamako. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on safety at venues with international brand names.
First, keep this in mind, says Chris Chivas of the RAND Corporation.
There is a big difference between a hotel in downtown Bamako, a country which has been troubled by jihadist groups for several years, and a hotel in downtown Atlanta.
He knows he stayed at the Radisson Bamako while writing a book on Al-Qaeda. Chivas says in foreign cities that have been attacked, major hotels and malls are now hardened with metal detectors, bag and ID checks at the door. In the U.S., not yet. But they're starting to get ready, says Tricia Bacon, who studies terrorism at American University.
Hotel security has probably been keeping abreast of these kinds of developments. They're almost certainly also talking with the FBI, DHS, who get advice about the ways that they should be hardening their facilities.
Bacon says most of what they're doing now we won't see, like increased video surveillance and plainclothes security. She says anything more visible could just raise public fears when there haven't been domestic attacks to warrant that. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.